You got the world's famous these motherfuckers.
Obnoxious all night long.
Tonight,
on the
again, I am your host, Sonny motherfucking Calhoun. Right. I thought she was going to give me some applause, but I'm surprised she didn't boo me and shit.
That's next. Don't worry about it.
First of all, before we get started, let's do a light introduction. To my left,
baby motherfuckers.
To my immediate right,
motherfucking Buddha.
That's what's up. And next to Buddha, I have
motherfucking Melrose Carter. All about the money.
Lila motherfucking out loud is on her way. She's in route. So we're gonna get started and she'll be joining us shortly. These motherfuckers, we are an interactive Facebook Live podcast with the rare topics, and we discuss everything from A to Z. So who put last week? Oh, before we do that, Carl, what are we doing?
You got Carl confused.
Oh, Lord.
Carl's like, oh shit,
what? Well, on point.
I ain't on
the highlights
point.
From last week.
Oh yeah, the highlights.
Good
man.
Gravy. The liquor's already hitting them early.
Excuse me, yeah. Alzheimer's. I blame it on that. All them football shit. Hits. Yeah, I'm off the top.
Yeah, I think that's all shit.
But the highlights, brother.
So what we talked about last week that
nonsense.
It's always nonsense.
Always knew that us black men had to defend ourselves. We defended ourselves again last week.
But see, we're not gonna get into it this week because that'll be giving 3 weeks to a topic that we ain't gotta.
That we're not gonna do. It's just not.
We talked about. We talked about prefaces, dick sizes.
Oh, girl, we did. To length.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Is that the only thing that we can remember?
And
I'm old.
And we talked about we talked about why do a man stay get married or stay with the woman?
Right. See, that was one of our topics of choice.
I'm like old cut 75 cutters, man. You got to turn me on for a little bit.
Once I turn on, I get the bang.
Right.
Then you had the Ask Calhoun, Sonny Calhoun letter. So
we had the letter. You know, the letter was about the young man who had been mistreated by his girlfriend, and he decided that he didn't want to. He got a job promotion. He decided he wanted to leave, and he was asking like, "Was he wrong?" And a lot of us that tuned in agreed that like, "Hey, bro, hit it. You ain't got to go." And what did they do? He was going to Cali.
Right.
Oh, right. Oh, wait. Come on now. Look. First of all, let me say this. We didn't do no type of pre-production, right? So this is all off the top of the dome. So when he's freestyling and he got his thought all the way from back here ready to go and launch, and I'm still, you know, scrolling through the book or whatever, like, I'm sorry. Okay, so who's on comments? Because we ain't gonna put the music on. Just know we was crip walking last week.
Yeah, we was crip walking last week. You know, we was West, straight West Coast.
Right. Hold on.
Well, the comment person is not here right now.
She looked, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she go.
What I did? I
you ain't got no comments on?
I thought she was on Dictionary.
Listen, so
I'm on like a bill head.
We're not in our usual location. I just finished eating something. So everybody's like,
What you eat, bro?
Tater tots. I ate like half a tray of tater tots because that's what somebody in here cooked it, and I just ate it because it was delicious.
Give
and I was starving.
Give a man some credit.
Oh, I don't know who did it. Was you?
The man put it down.
Okay.
In the tater tot department.
All right. So who's the tater tot stunner?
What? So last week.
See that far?
Yeah. Am I ugly?
Shit. I'm not talking about that.
Somebody's
talking. Is that Skylar?
Yeah. Skylar says, "Hey, my pretty and pink lovies."
Hey,
so profane. I thought this was a Christian feed.
That's next week's.
First of all,
the one I'm not on.
I don't have on pink. And just to make everything clear, I am the prettiest on the panel.
Is this me, pink?
Me and you. Let me go ahead and take a sip of this drink.
Hey, motherfuckers. Shalonda.
What up, Shalonda? Okay. We're going to get right into it. Who's choosing topics today?
First, I want to let y'all know the fish bowl ain't here. We're in a different location.
So you get
so we got the
pitcher.
Pitch bowl, okay?
Hey, we used to pouring beer. Right. But today, we're choosing topics.
First of all, that wasn't how it was in your head, was it? Well, you ain't hit you the... terrible. That's all right, though. We can't always hit one out the park. So
hey, this is live.
It is live. Mm. And like I said, I'm going to be super obnoxious with the sound effects because I got to connect it to a speaker and I don't know how to act. Really? So I'm going to just tell you that from now, okay?
She does not know how to act.
So what? Okay, so Lila will be joining us shortly. That's why we're keeping her seat warm. Mm. But in the meantime, between time, who's going to pick the first topic?
Oh, fuck it.
Hey, there we go.
Y'all know how this goes. Straight up. For the new people, what we're doing is we randomly take topics that would normally be our fishbowl, but today we have a makeshift fishbowl.
Punch bowl.
Roll with it. Okay. It's actually easier for me to do this here because he's right here shaking up.
See there?
And so what happens is we will randomly take a topic. And whatever topic that we take, that's what we're gonna talk about. Boom. And then what happens is we're gonna go back and forth with some banter. One may answer, all may answer, it all depends. And then if we stay on this topic too long, then we'll just keep talking. But otherwise, we're going to keep it moving. Stick it in, move. And then we're going to go to another topic. All right. So I got one.
Okay. Go for it.
And the topic says, oh, shit. Scenario. You're at a function with your significant other when someone you slept with is also there. Do you feel like you have to tell them?
Keyword is have to.
Who starts?
When did we start? When was our last encounter? Is probably the biggest question, because that it will determine the relevance of that individual.
We know who started.
Yeah, I get into it.
Let's say it was the person. Well, shit. Tell me the scenarios that you would tell him. How about that?
I won't be telling him shit, number one, just because I slept with somebody. That's irrelevant unless it is active involvement. If we are still low-key involved or it was recent. I shouldn't even say that because then I'm cheating, right?
Yeah,
well, not necessarily.
We know black women do cheat.
All right, we ain't going down that road.
Throw that back. Okay.
Rewind.
There's no point in talking about your sex partners if, first of all, y'all, if it ain't relevant. It's not relevant information unless y'all just had sex last week, basically.
Okay.
I mean, you know, some new shit.
Let me put it to you like this. You there with your man, and this female comes along. And to those women who get offended by the word female, fucking get over it, because that's what I say. So anyway, that's a whole separate topic. But anyway. So a female comes up, and let's just say, be like, hey, boy, what's up? How you doing? And super friendly, but just not super inappropriate, but almost, and you can't really tell, like, would you want to know in that situation?
I already know in our personal business, you know, personal scenario, I pretty much kind of know he probably fucked somebody or not. Like, I could tell.
You can tell because he already shared it.
Well, that too, but at the same time, I pretty much can tell just because of the energy that's being emitted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Manifested.
So I could, you know, but again, as long as you didn't just, this not a recent thing, you know, I'm not, because see, that's like checking my body count.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't doing that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What you think?
I need to know. Yo, this is why I said, it, not on no hating shit or nothing like that. I just, uncomfortable feelings would be, you know, may go around, right? That person, my significant other knows that she hit dude. Dude knows that she hit, and it's all like uncomfortable tension, right? And I'm sitting here like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Something just don't feel right. You know what I'm saying? So say be like, hey, cause those conversations come up sometimes. And just say like, hey, boom, you know, this dude be here or that dude be here and we did this. It ain't nothing. It was a while back. Just don't want you to feel uncomfortable. And I was like, well, fuck it. It is what it is. And I mean, that's simple to me.
But see, here's my thing. If you know we hit, we done, me and him, we know we did. All right, cool. But you also know I got a whole man that I'm with. So what you not gonna do is be disrespectful.
Right.
Now then it will be an escalated situation that I'm gonna be like, but I'm gonna check this shit. Nigga, tighten the fuck up.
Okay.
Number one, I'm gonna check it because I ain't gonna be disrespectful. I ain't gonna act him disrespect. Because I ain't just gonna be.
I wanna know too though. You know why? And I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, I only get jealous when I don't know my position with you. If I'm cool with my position with you, I don't give a fuck about none of these girls.
But it ain't gonna make no difference about your position because you get your man.
Tell you why. No, but what I'm saying is, but that's what I'm saying. So if that's my man, right, I'm not gonna be worried about nobody else. Like nobody else. And again, I have different viewpoints about what's cheating and what's not and whatever. I'm a little more
free spirit.
Free spirit. Spirited than others. But whatever. So but I wanna know because here's what my fear is. You can never control what another person or how another person reacts, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And better, to me, it's better to have a unified front. Mm-hmm. Just so, because I don't want nobody trying to make me look stupid. I don't want nobody trying to make my man look stupid. You know what I'm saying? On some funny stuff. So I'd rather, if it was like, okay, if it was somebody like ages ago, say the first dude I ever slept with, I probably tell him out of some funny, like, yo, that's the first guy I ever slept with. It'll be a joke. But now if it's somebody, you know, whatever, and we both in the same circles, and we at this party, I don't know what homeboy's going to do. I don't know what he's going to say. I want to make sure that he's on point so he don't feel away. You know what I'm saying? I just would tell him, and I would want to know anyway, just because I don't know. I'd rather know.
What do people say?
Well, we're going to communicate. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're saying you're not going to tell them because it don't make a difference. I still want to know.
I'm not going to necessarily see this. Everything's always situational with me.
Right.
Seriously. Like, I'm not going to put him in a position. First of all, if we at a function, I don't even motherfucking know who's going to be there. So clearly I can't be, and I ain't finna mess up my good time.
Right.
Because I had sex with that dude.
So let me ask this question. If you guys are in the same sort of circles.
Same circles.
Chances are we'll run into each other.
I'll let you know.
Okay, see, that's my right. thing.
That's same circle, potentially being in a place. I mean, because I've told him. We talked.
This has happened.
Have that understanding.
Who's D? D which one?
D. Smith.
Oh, D. Smith. Okay.
And Miss Paige said, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
She just flat out like, yo, I don't want to know. Period.
This is how she said it to me. I don't want to know.
Right. Like,
I'm looking at her face. I'm like, I don't want to know.
No.
Okay.
But
he gonna feel it. He gonna feel any away anyway if he's insecure. That part.
That's true. But here's another thing. I'm sorry. Here's another thing. Men and women are disrespectful.
It can be.
That's my problem.
If I slide past and my chick is there, right? The dude that she had was like, he might walk by. I bet he ain't hitting it like me. You know, just being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And that's where the tension is gonna come in. Because then she might be like on some other shit. Or you know that, you know,
tell it.
Cause like, you ain't gotta tell the whole story, but you understand, like, hi Ms. Willis, but you gotta understand that people do disrespectful things.
And that's even though my they know. Concern because for whatever reason I happen to attract the same kind of people. All of them are petty, all of them are assholes, anybody I've ever been in a relationship with, anybody that I've ever fallen for, anybody that I've dealt with in any kind of way for more than an X amount of time has been an asshole. And petty. And could fight. So, and it's just like, I'm like, no, no, no. No, no, no. Everybody, slim down. So I'm afraid. You know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid.
Lila out loud. We waiting for ye.
Like, stop watching and keep and get to driving. But I just rather it come up than you look. First of all, if let's say role reversal and he's there and some female is like blah 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 and tries to like drop it on me that they slept together, right? It wouldn't work on me right then and there because I'd be like, yeah, no, I know he told me about you, right?
Hello, Mimi.
And I'd play it off. Mm-hmm. But I'd be mad later that she even tried to play me. You know what I mean? I don't know. It just seems like I should know. I'm a person that I'd rather know. Because I'm not going to be like, oh, those are the type of females you like? Or, oh, how long ago was that? I don't care about all that.
I just see that it creates... I just see that it just creates unnecessary tension.
I don't know. I'm competitive. I'm better than that.
I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Oh, sorry. That was a joke.
Lila.
Who's here?
Did you hear the topic?
No.
Okay.
Have a seat.
So we're going to repeat for the infamous Lila motherfucking out loud.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh, I love it so loud.
You've been missing it.
Okay, so the scenario. You're at a function with your significant other when someone you slept with is also there. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you have to tell them?
If he or she is my significant other, yes. And I say that because that's my expectation. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Shalana said,
"Don't even ask me."
Listen, we're gonna have to get this man.
If you're secure with yourself, you will find shit funny coming from a dude that no longer holds value. I can agree with that.
Wait, what did she say?
If you are secure with yourself, you will find shit funny coming from a dude that no longer holds value.
I can see that to an extent, but yo, disrespect to me is disrespect.
Damn.
So I was saying like this. I may walk off, right?
Right.
And the dude that my girl used to be with walked by, I was like, I bet he ain't hitting it like me. You know what I'm saying? That type of tension.
That's exactly why I say put stuff out. Because if you're my significant other, you're significant to me. Right. I would never want you to be in a situation where
you look at
somebody could be disrespectful, come out the mouth, or anything like that. And that's how I am. Like, tell me. Because if somebody says something, I'll be like, yeah.
Right. That's exactly what I said.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it.
Now, I'm not going to hold no secrets. And, you know, it ain't going to be like, ooh, googly eye. But, you know, if we talking about, like, for me, like I say, it depends on how relevant this person is that was, you know, because just because I slept with them, it just probably was a hit and quit type thing.
Oh, women really, do that?
Yeah.
Damn right.
That's another
damn right.
It wasn't really like, for me, it wasn't significant enough to be just, you know, and I probably forgot. But anyway.
You silly. Male.
Seriously.
Look, so.
Seriously.
Male. According to D.
Oh, okay. That's all.
Yeah. According to D, she's like, don't put me or him in a position to question this shit and put me up on game. That's my whole point. Like, just tell me because I don't care because obviously you're here with me.
Right.
Whether you tell me or not, what you decide to do with her later doesn't matter either. Like, none of that is going to play into what you're doing. It doesn't matter. But don't have me looking stupid. Because the minute I look stupid, now we got a problem. Because the one thing I hate over anything is being embarrassed. Do not fucking embarrass me.
I don't like mess. To me, it has the potential to be messy.
I don't like to be embarrassed.
Don't embarrass me.
I hate it.
I'm not going to embarrass you. And here's the deal. Like, first of all, I communicate and I say, look, we're not exclusive. All right. No problem. I might be seeing somebody else. Somebody's else.
Bodies.
And I might be fucking
somebody.
Free angel.
Somebody's else. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm saying. So
I got it.
And if we're not exclusive, then that's all you need to know. If you're my significant other, whether we're exclusive or not, the fact that I consider you enough to take you around and be among people, right. I'm definitely not going to have you in a situation where you're like, oh, well, by the end of the night, this is what I heard. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I say is, you can assume that I fucked everybody that you meet. And if you got a problem with it, then you don't need to be with me.
Right. So Angel says, I don't want your past to interrupt this. I am secure when in a relationship, and my ex would know I'm petty and don't approach me with the bullshit. Let me tell you something.
Hey,
that may be true, you cannot control nobody's behavior. That I put nothing past anybody. Yeah. I'd rather believe that you're gonna be ain't shit type of person and expect the worst from you.
Right.
And just if you surprise me with something else, then great. But I'm just gonna expect that you're gonna be trash. And you know,
yeah, see, I'm opposite.
You mean the other person or
the other person? Not my significant other, just the other person. So, especially if we ended in a bad note, Lord.
What you were saying?
Well, I just want to come to the conclusion on this that everybody here at the panel said we should communicate with the other person.
All right, Dr. Phil. Wait next a topic. Minute.
Uh-uh. There goes that C word again.
No. Baby was different. Baby was like, nah, fuck that. You don't need no shit.
You know why?
You don't need to know.
Believe me, I'm going to not ever have him in a
basically
effed up situation. He will know. Mm-hmm. He does know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We've had this.
Yeah.
And it was reciprocated. Mm-hmm. He let me know. You know what I'm saying? But see, he know he was a lot more promiscuous than me as far as in circles where we would potentially be. Mm-hmm. So it would be valuable to let me know.
You lucky I didn't catch a reaction. You know what I'm saying?
On the flip side, I don't really have a circle. You know, in my circle, ain't nobody, they dying with whatever took place. That I could take to my bed, to the bank, and so forth. It's a rarity if somebody get out of pocket.
Yeah, to me, I mean, I think it's like the first thought is somebody saying something. But also, it's like, well, what if down the road we want to play with somebody else?
So, about it.
But my thing is, I'm not going to broach it then. Like, oh, yeah, by the way, 3 months later, yeah, we played and whatever. To me, I just like things to be up front. I mean, it may not need to be specific names, right? So, like, this was a situation I had with the guy that I was, recently seeing. We went to the pool party, and I was like, yo, here's what you need to know. He knew about a couple. And then I was like, so, just so you know, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yo, I'm here with you. I don't care about them. And that's all I needed to know. But at the same time, I respected him enough that it's not going to be in a situation where he's trying to figure out, okay, is somebody saying something slick for a reason?
Right. You also have to figure, too, that just because you you have somebody that you know is your significant other, you might not always pop up on the scene. They may not know him. So you show up with this dude one day, and nobody knows him, and then everybody's, treating you like they normally have or treated you in the past. Like, what up, man? Hey! You know what I'm saying? They don't know who he is. And if you don't let it be known, like, it might cause a problem. You get what I'm saying? Like,
but see, again, I go back to the original thing I said. I'm not going to put him in an awkward situation. Mm. So if I know where I'm going, because that's my crew.
Yeah.
You know, my clique, my circle.
Right.
We've already talked about things.
Good. Okay.
I feel that.
So, furthermore, you know your mate. You know your significant other. So, you kind of know what they need to know versus what they want to know type thing. And now I'm going to set him up for success wherever we go if it's unknown territory for him. Mm-hmm. And the same is on the opposite. So, that's why I'm saying, like, I'm not going to necessarily call out individuals first, but now if I kind of was feeling me and dude was feeling each other, he may have already heard the name. Now here's the face. Mm-hmm. Now that's different because we do openly communicate. Right. It's just some, little fly by night, I might have forgot. Like, yeah, keep it moving.
Oh, yeah.
So like I said, she wishes some men were as mature as your friend from the pool party.
I know, Buddha's ready to move on, but let me throw a curveball real fast, right?
Oh, girl.
What if your significant other took you from this person, like, within a matter of
Oh, like
we were together.
Like Alicia Keys and
yeah,
just
like that situation. Swiss Beats. Yeah, like that situation.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Your significant other.
So now, so you took your significant other from somebody in the somebody. Uh-huh. Just saying, we'll use our group
in your circle.
In your circle,
right?
You didn't know nothing about it at that time, but
if it was Orlando Lights Out. Should nobody have a problem?
I'm just saying.
Oh, but go ahead.
Shameless plug. Love it, but yo, but I'm saying in that in a situation like that, what do you do? Because you didn't know. You had no thoughts about it.
Wait, I didn't know what?
You didn't know that you took your guy from this girl.
Uh-huh. Because that happens often.
Because it happens like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they were like, 2 weeks ago, they
were... he's fucking grimy.
But no, why, does he why is he grimy?
No.
So is he trashy?
I'm sorry, I forgot. Black men don't cheat. No, not even that. Because here's the thing.
We're not addressing that.
You can, right, you know, we killed
him. Y'all didn't know that he was in a relationship. He didn't, or did the other person didn't know that they was in a relationship. They was not in a relationship.
Right? Listen.
So somebody had to know.
But you can fall in love with somebody without even trying to.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You could be in a situation, yeah. Like work, right? You see this person every day. And you may not know they have a girlfriend, or you may not know the status of their relationship, but y'all always link up all the time, and now you're...
But they giving you, putting in time, though, but they know they got a goddamn woman, or a man.
Okay, but let me say this.
Tyrone,
I'm gonna say this real fast, right? What if the guy and the other woman was smashing, right? Uh-huh. He wasn't feeling that, he was just smashing.
Right.
She's in her feelings about the situation. Right. Uh-huh. He meets other shorty,
right,
which happened.
He meets Lila.
Lila's, and that's right. So now his time is with Lila, but other shorty ain't getting the time.
Right, you know.
She's still like, hey, boom, boom, but it's nothing.
Yeah.
So he's totally focused on you, but he didn't tell you that he hit this and she was in that same circle.
Then he need to tighten up.
It's all about
we grown.
It's all about communication.
Yeah, we grown.
Comes back to communication. Communication.
Right.
Communication. If you don't communicate, then it's on the person who didn't communicate.
I'm going to say this too, because D's been saying everything I like literally think, which is I'm all for giving people a choice in any situation. Tell him he may not want to be in that situation,
which
is true. Like, listen, we're about to hit this party and I know for a fact so-and-so's going to be there.
Right.
This is how we dealt with each other. You feel like going? I ain't trying to go over there. All right, that's cool. And that's good.
Yeah.
My man Tyrone said, don't tell me nothing.
He said, I don't want to hear
it. Marcus said, you looking good in that fam, you?
Angel. Yeah. So,
Marcus said he want to strike and strike again. Are we talking about the same kind of strike?
Andre. Hold on, y'all.
Keep playing with me, Marcus.
So Andre said, all disrespect is not really disrespect unless you make it that way. Remember, misery loves company.
I can, that's absolutely true, my brother.
Tyrone, I want to know why you don't want to know. Don't tell you nothing.
A true alpha male laughs at petty things like that, as a submissive male would be the one gossiping.
Mm. And just in case, she said male, not Mel, because she got a southern accent. And twice, first of all,
submissive. What I said,
male, and it sounded like male.
How you supposed to say?
Look at my baby. Look what my baby
said. He'll suck it in.
He'll suck.
Don't mistake insecurity with uncomfortable. Yeah.
Come on now, if you're in that situation, how you gonna be a sucker? If you the one that's been like you've been wronged.
Wait, what?
If you the one that feel like you've been wrong, how you gonna be the sucker?
Mimi said what she said. Next topic.
I'm just saying, though. You're talking from a person who's the one with the person.
Man, I ain't going to go against her.
Nope.
I'm just being for real on that.
I feel you, though. I know where you're coming from, but I know where you're coming from. Exactly. With that.
If he doesn't communicate.
I tell you.
If you're the person that felt like that you got wronged in the situation, meaning like the situation he just gave, y'all just got done. You got cooked. You got cut off for the next one, right? And you feel like you get wrong, then no, he ain't a sucker. He's feeling some kind of way.
I'm sorry. Her coming was earlier in the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
My bad. That's my apologies.
So if he doesn't communicate, then he's keeping that an option.
Absolutely.
So he's leaving everyone in the dark.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Deion Williams.
Okay.
I know you from somewhere, sir.
If a dude don't tell the other girl, he a sucker.
I'm sorry.
Peace.
All right. I know why they put these two hips next to each other. Because we the last ones, as usual.
So, moving along.
Moving along.
That was pretty deep. I don't wanna, if you play with me, keep it on the low.
I don't know what song that is.
I don't know, but I was singing.
I sing.
Sorry.
So, I thought something was interesting while you're looking for... another point. I don't know if you guys noticed, but Shea Baby said, don't communicate too much.
Sorry.
And that she went wrong with communicating too much. Some people can't handle it. And I don't think you communicated too much. You just had somebody who couldn't handle
the communication. That's it.
Insecurity.
You can't handle the truth.
Insecurities probably played a part. And that was what you were saying earlier, Shalonda.
Yeah.
And I can agree that was probably, you know, a part of that, most of it.
Yes, you definitely got to know your mate.
Yeah. So we're moving on.
But I tell you what, something like that will show you what you need to see.
Absolutely.
And that's that.
That's drum rolls, please.
But it's also a means for you to check yourself.
Sorry, the way we're doing.
Because it ain't always, I'm just saying, like, everything ain't always the other person.
That's true.
Oh, hell.
You have to, you know, you can't just, you got to own your role.
That's right.
In everything, right?
Right.
Good point.
You ready?
I said I'm gonna be ridiculous.
Boom. Is the idea or shit or body count a big deal?
Yo, it's funny that we just chose this topic, right? Because it came up in the beginning
of this conversation
with Quan. And I'm thinking like, damn.
In my head.
Why are we still talking about body count?
Body counts. At a certain... Can I start, please?
Yeah. I mean, anybody? You kind of did.
Wait, let me read it again for the people in the bike.
Read it again.
In the bike.
In the bike.
Is the idea of a body count a big deal?
Uh-oh. Don't hear that.
At a certain age, you are considered grown.
Right.
Fuck a body count.
Okay.
Listen.
We too old.
If you sleep with 700 people, or if you sleep with 7, as long as you're real with who you are, it does not fucking matter. And I don't have nothing to
say. Facts. Everybody saying facts. Okay? We clapping in unison.
Hashtag facts.
Hashtag male facts. Just to keep it consistent.
Hashtag
male facts.
Now let me tell you something. Let me interject for a moment. When you did the hallelujah on my shit, that shit was
awesome. What? You like that? I'm getting good, Joe. I'll be so good. I'm fucking it up, all right? I want y'all to... Look, Andre said it
exactly. Again. Okay. I don't want to know.
Okay. You don't want to know about body counts? Neither do I.
Don't ask. What the fuck? Who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I do want to know?
It's possible she could be replying to the...
No, she said again.
Again, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, no. I'm a grown ass woman, all caps. I fuck who I want, period.
Period.
Right.
So.
Not so graphic next time.
This is a Christian station.
Wait, what?
But at some point in time, like, yo, you live your life how you want to live your life.
Live your life.
You can't worry about, like, oh shit. I did Joe last week. I'm doing Chad this week. As far as a girl.
The only thing you have to worry about is that little card they give you that gives you your result.
Oh.
Now, I ain't saying raw dog, everybody. Don't go red, you're raw.
No. I didn't say that either. But that's more than one way to skin a cat. You don't have to be raw dog to catch some shit. Let's get educated, folks.
You're right. Okay? You can be eating the punani. Better use dental dam.
For all of your needs, I have dental dams, condoms. I got plenty. I got toys.
Shameless plug, Mel.
PureRomance.com. What is this? This thing? What's that?
Forward slash
Mel C. I got all you need. Lube. Masturbation sleeves.
Yeah,
I got all of the things you need.
I got what you need.
I'm your plug.
Listen.
Literally.
Listen.
I got your plug too. What? I'm sorry.
So I got my delivery. When did you bring it?
Tuesday.
How'd it work?
So Tuesday I didn't use it. I can't remember. I think I was so tired.
Okay.
Plus I wanted it at its optimum charge. Yeah. So I charged it.
No batteries, folks. Charge.
Right. charged. Mm. So last night, no, I'm a lie.
I want to speak.
So I used it to say, listen, I'm glad nobody was home. I screamed.
Yay! You're so excited.
Yes, that main attraction. That right there.
You all
right,
bro?
Wait, I'm sorry.
I'm just giving a testimonial.
Thank you.
Testimonial.
Okay.
What you about to do?
Ain't nothing to confuse about. Go to www.pureromance.com/MelC. I'm going to hook you up. Don't order from the website. Call me because I got the specials. Okay.
But listen. But anyway, let's get into Shalonda's comment, though.
So Shalonda says, I was in a committed relationship for over 16 years.
Tyrone, don't listen. We are ADD specials. Yes, the topic is body count. We're going to come back.
Yeah, no doubt. We shame this plug, Tyrone.
All the time, Ty.
Let's speak on Shalonda's comment though. From being in a married, because Shalonda was married, and for being committed to someone for 16 years, and things may not have worked out the way they were supposed to be, at this point in time, she's living life.
Live your life.
That doesn't mean anything, and it's none of nobody's business.
Right.
And that's you either love or you don't, and keep it moving.
Not saying I'm effing everything, but don't question me.
Hey, but
Angel, we can talk separately about that masturbation sleeve, but I've just
hit just to give. I'm gonna come from a different direction, like I always do.
You should. Devil's advocate.
Well, I ain't really devil's advocate, but I'm just letting you know you should appreciate.
Buddha's advocate.
There you go. You should appreciate all the season and experiences they got, because at the end of the day, you the one benefiting from it.
Okay.
Bam! She learned it from somewhere, and it wasn't from you. I'm just saying.
Y'all always trying to say that.
And I know this kind of, just to build off that, it's kind of a little off topic, right?
Be careful, because Tyrone don't want you to go too far off topic.
No. It's about that.
Let's stay on topic for Tyrone.
So Tyrone, As a man, y'all silly. If you meet a woman and what she does to you is far more advanced than any other woman that has done anything to you, is it a problem, or do you enjoy and thank her for her experiences? Get back to me with that. And
you
want to
know who taught you about putting ketchup on your fries?
I don't want to know shit.
Just keep putting ketchup on it. Keep on putting it.
I don't think I'm supposed to read Miss Page's masturbation.
I already addressed that. Let's move right along. Sorry. Right along. All right. So we in agreement? How many people say fuck a body count?
Alright.
The eyes have it. That's it. Where's my little gavel? I don't have that as a sound effect. I'm sorry.
It's
not a sound effect on there.
Sorry.
That is probably racist.
Sorry.
It's a lot, bit. There's like occasional. Did you guys see my boo?
He came
on. Y'all still ain't see the damn. Okay, I'm gonna have to link y'all to the video.
When you said racist, right, it was probably a bit racist. Why did you throw that? Because I did the Indian thing last week?
No, because we said Sawai.
Oh, that was Chinese. We was being Chinese.
I did.
I was like, well, 7-Eleven, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that.
You missed it?
Oh.
Lila and I was having a good laugh about it.
Oh, shit. Do you want...
That was funny.
Oh.
Okay.
Get it together, girl.
Professional. Let's go.
No, because I actually saw a skit. I saw somebody talking about this. Okay.
Do you wash your legs when you shower? Do you wash your back? Who are these people?
Right.
Why is that a question?
People who don't? Yeah, it's a big deal on Twitter. People don't wash their legs. Some of our Nabisco friends don't wash from the waist down.
I love it.
I say mayonnaise. Nabisco is great.
I just want to be a little, you know what I'm saying?
correct.
So y'all was telling me that white people, not my mama, by the way.
Not your mama.
Ritz. My mama's white.
No, saltine.
More like us.
Nabisco.
Nabisco. Get it back to Nabisco.
Saltine. Y'all mean to tell me that there are white people Nabisco. Who don't?
They say that the soap that runs off of your, from it's your nasal up will rinse off your legs.
Kevin State.
Are y'all sure it's real white people that say that?
No, promise.
It trended on Twitter.
They don't even wash their feet, Lord. I said, what?
Okay. I mean.
Where's Joelle at?
We need some conversation. Joelle, do you wash your legs? Let us know. Ooh. It don't take that long. Like,
first of all,
I don't care how big you are.
Joelle's
on her hair. It's like.
Yeah, she's on her back fall.
Listen, Joelle definitely washes her entire body. So, I just need.
Shalonda
said
nasty.
Nasty
bastards.
Nah,
I don't understand.
Not
Nabisco friends.
What is that?
Shalonda
take
12 baths a day.
So right,
we
can't
do Shalonda's topic. We're not talking about you with baths and
right,
this
right.
Topic.
Step aside. The rest of us don't say about two back.
Sink bath, ass niggas.
Bird bath.
You're right, boy. You can't put perfume on phone. Now, just listen to this.
Now, let me tell you something.
I was surprised.
I'm gonna say this.
Wait a minute.
And I don't have any shame. Mm-hmm. My range of motion in arms is not as good. Mm-hmm. So I reach out to my baby.
Yeah.
And ask her to wash my back.
As you should.
But my back is gonna be clean. We had a conversation before you got here about a back facial. That I got from the natural health place on Keller Road.
Okay, I was gonna say clarify because I've had a couple back facials too.
Back shot.
Sorry. This is a Christian channel.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Y'all Christians are welcome.
Oh my God. This is Praise TV. And I'm Deacon Doc. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to play like that.
I'd rather have stank toes.
He said stank. He means stank toes than a stank.
I'd rather her have stank toes than a stank.
No, no, no stank feet. Yep, wash your ass.
Wait, but hold on. Marcus. No.
Okay,
she should not stank anything.
Right. Not. No. Not coming out of the shower.
Oh, I know.
Okay. So, Angel thinks it's nasty.
Natasha J, what up?
Hey, Tasha. I think that all of our regular viewers, the people, I think everyone.
She said, wash it all, soak it all.
I think we all are in agreement that makes no fucking sense
go back
whatsoever.
We're having the decoming.
And
she said she's a mermaid.
Bathe everything.
Listen to this.
What?
I'm a mermaid. I take three to four sit down baths a week and
sit
two to three showers a day. Wash it all. So
no, but she take a shower and baths.
Sit down.
Listen.
She do a deep soak.
She's taking about
baths.
40 baths a week.
She on Shalonda level.
Whoa. No.
Yeah, you say baths. Hold on. You say baths or shower.
She says she takes three
baths.
Four sit down baths.
A week.
Into a week.
Well, girl, yes.
And three showers a day.
So that's stand up ones.
She pruning?
I don't know what.
See, you gonna have to
she cleaned in the motherfucker.
I'm just messing with you. You pruning. We got to
show
you.
Listen.
Why do y'all need that many damn showers? You need three showers a day? What's going on?
It's hot as a bitch out there, so it depends.
They doing some.
Y'all work outside?
You could just walk outside and sweat.
Well, I get it. Now, if you fucking...
We in Florida.
And that's right. If you fucking... You need to take a shower.
That's it.
I mean, unless it's like you just marinating in the juices.
My man Pierre said, hold up. Wait a minute. Please clean everything.
Wait, listen, that's what I said. And let me just say this.
Hashtag male facts.
Here's another male fact for you. I wasn't raised on washcloths. I don't know if my grandfather did it, but I didn't do it, right?
With
no,
the hand?
Oh, please hold. Yes, the hand.
Okay. Can I get the Scooby-Doo?
Oh, sorry.
So, Mel was Nabisco at one time.
I was. Now, I met my first baby daddy, who is non Nabisco.
This right here.
Right?
And he's wheat bread.
Wheat bread. My friend was pumpernickel.
Yeah, so, he had a little gloss to it.
Yeah, he sure did. Anyway, God bless the dad. He actually was, I was in his house. I went to take a shower. He's like, here. I'm like, what's this for? He's like, what? He was like, excuse me? I'm like, I'm gonna go take a bath. What the fuck is this for? He's like, use this. I'm like, for
please,
what?
Are we
He's like, no, you better not put that fucking soap bar on your whole body. Put it on the washcloth. I was like, oh, sorry. I didn't know. What the fuck did I know? And at the age of 16, I learned about washcloths. Now, I will say this. He gave me
sweaty buns.
Right. He gave me the washcloth. And for the first time, when I used it, and I did like this, and I did like this, and I looked at it, I was like, oh! I've been dirty my whole life!
You must have gave her. You must have gave her a white girl.
Did not take a shower so long as there was a washcloth with me. And when I travel, I take a washcloth just in case. Because you don't know what the fuck you're going to encounter.
That's
woo, yeah. Lord. I was able to
so we agree you need to wash your legs.
Wash your ass. Your Mr. Postman.
And your body.
Everything. She said you better use it. I know, Tyrone, that's said.
Like, right. Even if you have to take a whole bath.
Well, at least
right, y'all ever saw the TV show, the movie Car Wash?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And the girl go in and... She used the bathroom to clean up. She washed her whole body.
She could so took a whole bath.
Yeah, in the sink. Yeah. Even if you take a sink bath,
six shower
you need
day,
to wash everything.
I used to be dirty. I'm clean now.
Well,
this was as a woman.
Isaac, you're right. I keep one for my face and one for my body.
I don't use a rag on my face because my face is sensitive.
So
I'm going in.
I only use my rag once because
I'm so happy
the booty hole. So I got.
I'm so happy that Mr. Pumpernickel put it in the light. That's all I
have.
So we got the next topic.
Oh, hold on.
Moving along.
No, not that one.
Number four.
Are we on our fourth one?
Oh.
We rolled it to these.
I think we all agree.
Ladies.
Oh, here we go.
Will you go number two around your mate?
Yes.
Boom.
Is she on point today?
Yes. We have to get her Bluetooth speakers around her so that she comes through.
Yes, Marcus, I only used the rag one time. And yes, Dion, a white rag will. And I clean behind my ears.
Them two fools right got to her.
Because that's staying behind my ears.
Okay. Let me say this.
On to the boo-boo.
Let me say this. Before I let, because I know this is it was for the ladies, right? I can't trust you
if you can't.
If you scared,
then you ain't gonna trust me because I have never. Well, except for my second baby daddy. If I'm sexually attracted to you, you will never see me shit ever.
Hold on. I don't have to see you shit.
Well, I mean, like going to the bathroom and knowing I went.
So if we live in the same house,
when I was living with my ex man, not my kid's father, my ex man, I would wait till that nigga would leave. Mm-hmm. Yep, I would
hit the dog. I'm gonna give you the face. Hit the dogs.
Yeah, I always see me. I'm like, you know what? You're about to go to the streets, so I'll wait.
Yeah, baseball size shit.
He didn't say I was 25 a day. He had to leave. I shit it constantly every day. But I knew he was gone. I wait. Shit.
Next topic.
Look, she said, hold my hand while I shit.
No, go back up. When Natasha J
with
say,
the door open.
Can't do it.
But y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all
hold something. My hand.
My father, my mother wasn't married, right? Excuse me, y'all.
You a bastard.
Yeah, for sure. a bastard with a daddy. It is what it is.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. You wiped your eyes. I did.
I got you, bro. Hold my hand. My father and mother was never married, right? My father would always say, he would never fart or he would never go to the bathroom in front of a woman. My father used to come, he lived, and mind you, I'm from a two-stop light town. Mm-hmm. He used to live across the field on the next street in the hood, you know, shit, hop skipping into the hood, whatever. He would leave our house and go home and shit and come back.
So, what? That's right, I'm with your dad on that.
That's how my dad was.
Absence, bro.
That wasn't supposed to be there. But what I'm saying is, I'm with your dad. You are not going to smell my shit. No, that's not what's going to be happening.
Why would somebody want to hold your hand while you...
I'm holding, baby. I'm holding all of
them. Hell
You know what? You know what? That's nasty. You're gonna shit and you're gonna jump in the shower.
Hey, I was, now let me tell you this. I was not stuck, but we went a whole, like, we went away together, me and someone. And so then it's harder, right? Because they're not gonna go anywhere because they're trapped at you. So then I go and I strategically plan my showers around my shit time. So I'm like, I'm gonna take a shower now. I go to the shower, I run the shower full steam, I shit real quick, I flush the toilet. Take a shower for longer. Make sure that shit like really steam up and get out of there, and then I come out.
Okay,
but so you get an end of shit, but so you might be like, oh, she farted, but you don't be like, damn, this bitch just blew the bathroom.
So can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Was baby daddy with you when you gave birth?
Oh my god! So my first, so Mr. Pumpkin, he said, was my baby daddy in the room when I gave birth. So my two sons from my second baby father were C-sections because my first my first son was about to, like, he was killing himself with the thing. So serious, right?
Game,
but the first one, I was a natural. My daughter was a natural birth, and I shit it on the fucking table. My daughter's father was look, you know that little blue paper? He was like, lift up. And he just covered his shit. I'm like, oh my God. I love him. He didn't care. Hold on. That's out there, right? On that fucking delivery table.
I don't know who this D. Smith lady is. I like her. She was like, yo. She was like, dropping flush. All day, man.
Curtis and flush all the time, man.
Yes. Well, they gonna hate me because I'm dropping a deuce when I got.
Yeah, but a fella, it doesn't, like, who looks at a man like that? Right. Do shit. Like, that's like, I feel like a natural thing. But I'm like, you know, I'm a motherfucking lady.
First of all, shit. I'm a vegan. Listen,
I don't have those.
Shut up, Dale. I'm talking about nasty things. It ain't that bad.
Well, these days you have poopery.
Yes, now.
There's all kinds of things.
There's all types of things.
First, it's still don't take it. It's adding funk on top of smells. It's still funk.
It's flowery shit.
First of all,
poopery is not masking.
First of all,
it's essential oils.
Poopy is natural. See, all you guys eat flesh, right?
Here we go.
Dead animals. So when you eat the dead animals, you can't help but to have that bad smell.
I don't know what I've never heard of a vegan accent, but whatever it is, it sounds fucking awesome.
It's totally vegan. Totally vegan accent.
Just don't leave the logs in the toilet, girl. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And don't leave the smear.
These
smear,
like, I like you, girl.
If you got...
You got to put your hand up in there?
No, use the thing.
What if they don't got one?
He loved you.
Thingy thing.
Oh, no. You better put your hand in that toilet with some
tissue. Hold that. Hey, hold that. Hold the water.
You're not a grown person if you don't have a plunger and a toilet bowl brush. Mm-hmm.
I got a disposable one. Male fact, I didn't know they had the disposable ones until I went to your house.
On everything.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, hold up. Well, I got this dirty shit in my house. I need that thing.
We don't do that. I don't do those. That's
crazy. Ew, I hate that. I always hated that thing. This is the fucking technology.
It's the handle thing, right?
Yeah.
And they got the little blue pieces that you clip and you hold. They hold it. And that hand be looking like that. Mm-hmm. I got chills.
Look at that. He got nothing to talk about.
And you clean that thing up, and you release that piece, and you flush. And it's the best thing ever.
Are you supposed to flush that thing? You supposed to throw it in the trash?
You flush them.
Well, I don't know, because that's a big plastic piece in the middle.
Shameless plug.
Oh, don't flush the plastic down the toilet.
No, I think it's supposed to go in the trash. Yeah.
Sipping the conversation.
Okay.
Why are we tying shit to sipping the conversation? Let's go to the next question.
That ain't shit.
Right,
we ain't shit.
Yeah.
Roll it. Drum roll, please.
Come on. One more question, and then we're going. Then we out.
Okay,
I'm like the shameless.
Hold on, wait. Well, we ain't ready.
Ready? Boom. Oh, is it a must that a man can change a tire? I know that's what that's supposed to be. I'm reading between them.
Yeah. Is it a must?
I'll go for.
Go ahead, sir.
If you don't know, if you a man and you don't know how to change a tire, what good are you?
I just want to say this. As a woman, you should know how to change your tire, too.
What good are you, bro?
P.S.
As someone who drives a car, you should know how to change your tire. And
that's like demasculating.
Have access to roadside service so they can take care of it.
Understood that.
So.
No, you should know how to change your tire.
So, if you're sitting there, right, And the man's like, we're not changing the tire. I'm not getting dirty, but I got AAA. Cut that bitch off.
I'm not gonna cut him off. Cut him off. It depends, right? Do not eat while watching the show. Shut up, Tosh. You're a goddamn. Well, I don't know if you want me to blow up your spot, but you went to plenty of school that you were exposed to nasty shit.
Oh, what?
Okay, yes. So she hates car maintenance. Pay mm-hmm. yes or pay for towing or get it changed. Oh. I think I'm not gonna cut a dude off if he doesn't know how to do it. I just would be like, you should probably learn. Because what you just never know when you need to know how to do it. You know what I mean? Even if you have AAA or whatever else, you should just know how to do it anyway. I'm trying to learn how to change my oil, so I don't have to fucking take it to nowhere.
I just think it's a segue. I think it's a segue to other things, though. It's a lot of other things that he ain't gonna do, won't do. If he can't even do the necessary thing to take care of his woman, maybe like change a tire or whatnot, I'll give him a pass if he's a hand model. Maybe he's got to get other than that, man, there's just certain things that as a man you should be able to take care of.
Natasha J.
Dre, that's what I said. Andre, I said that. A female should know. Anybody who has a car really should know.
Anybody should know, but if you, even if you do know, your man should be able to take care of that.
D. Smith said it's not a deal breaker. I'm sorry, Buddha.
You good.
And Andre said, I think a female should know as well. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Dude in the middle. Who's dude in the middle? Oh, Buddha. That's Buddha.
I need you to know these names, D.
Come on now.
All right, so since you don't know, I'm Lila motherfucking out loud. Lila out loud.
First of all, she knows me and loves me.
So your name for the
okay, for everybody else, Melrose motherfucking Carter.
I'm motherfucking Buddha.
Hey, I'm the world famous.
Knock it off.
Okay, I'm Sonny Calhoun, motherfucker.
And I'm baby motherfucker. Hey!
And since you want to know more, D, about the man in the middle, hey, it's Sipping a Conversation with Buddha and Baby.
See what I'm saying?
Wednesday.
That's a fucking 7:45.
Plug. That's how you do it.
Not I like right, to see on,
you like, follow, and share.
That's
say it.
It
again. What's your chance for the people in the bike?
Like, follow.
What's the name of the show?
And share. Sipping a Conversation with motherfucking Buddha and the lovely
Baby.
God, I love y'all, yo.
I love it. That's how we do it. So the question is, we all right with them motherfuckers not being able to change a tire because they don't want to versus not knowing how to. See? There's a difference.
See, millennials don't know shit. No,
they don't.
This new math, they don't know for how to change tires.
But they know how to get it changed. Tyrone, I'm talking about in 2020, you should not have to change a tire. I'm a State Farm is waiting in the AC.
Tyrone, I'm with you, my brother.
I like Angel. She said it's not a deal breaker, but you better not sit there and let me do it. We done.
That is a deal breaker officially.
Yeah. Unless you are physically incapacitated.
Or a hand model.
No, fuck that. Pull on some gloves.
Fuck that.
You know what? I'm going to say this.
Yeah, well, that's where you make your money.
What? Okay, so, I'm not really. So, in terms of like gender roles and all of that stuff, I'm fine. Like, we're at a point where we should all be able to do, you know, different things. But I am going to tell you there are certain things that anyone that I'm seeing and considering seriously. Because if you just a play thing, I don't give a fuck. But anyone that I'm seeing or considering seriously, there are certain things that I expect you to do. And they are things that my father, my brothers, and other...
Marcus.
I'm sorry.
It's
okay.
Go ahead. No, keep going. Marcus want to throw his damn brother. Yeah, all right.
He got that military wrist.
Right, talking about, he got a bad wrist.
You know what? I feel you.
It is a 15-minute job.
Here's the thing about me. My pride set up. If I'm the man that's supposed to be, that's trying to be in your life, I don't want nobody else to take care of you but me. Period. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
You know, first of all, ma'am,
y'all,
just keep rolling. Don't pay us no mind over here.
I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry,
boy. It's all good.
What's my sad thing?
So, we're It was a pretty good show, guys.
True.
We've come to the
conclusion. You guys are great.
We appreciate your interaction. Shame plug real fast.
Yo! What are we doing Sunday?
Hurry up.
What, that just passed?
No, what are we doing this Sunday?
Oh my God, we got 30 seconds. Black Amateurs Podcast, follow us. Live Out Loud, Melrose Carter, Sipping the Conversations with Buddha and Baby.
Coming soon, Rain Radio, Huzzy Gang.
Him, apparel. Her.
All About the Ladies, Orlando Lights Out, Let's Buy All of It.
Remember, like, follow, share. Yo, we appreciate y'all, man.
We'll go to more information in the comments.
Yeah, we will.
Hey, remember the prettiest one.
Oh.
And drink safely. Y'all have a good night. Go